Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Can Scotland make it to the World Cup?
There's a good, solid chance that Scotland could pull through. I'm trying not to get too optimistic because the last time I thought we might do this is when we ended up getting hammered by Germany.
Can Wales get a seeded playoff place?
They have to win tonight because if they don't, it's just really hard to see them get into the World Cup.
And who's developing into the Brian Robson of Serie A?
Fadera, edge of the area, and the ball here for Baz!
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh. This is Football Fast, No Faff. Let's go Route 1 in association with Fitstairs. Scotland haven't qualified for a World Cup since 1998. You know how long ago that was? Sailor V by Bewitched was number one. That's how long ago it was.
Some people say I look like me dad.
But they have a chance to do so tonight. They play Denmark at Hampden Park and a win will do the job. Which is extraordinary, really, because Scotland have been so poor throughout so much of this qualifying campaign. It doesn't matter now, though. All that matters is what happens out there tonight at 7:45 when the last strains of Flower of Scotland ebb away and the referee blows his whistle. Well, JJ Bull is our man from beyond the wall. JJ, how are you feeling? And what's going to happen?
I am feeling like we are extremely fortunate to be in this position, we being Scotland, of course. Denmark drawing with Belarus is an incredibly lucky thing to have happened. So I think that Scotland still having a chance is ridiculous. Denmark are the kind of team, like playing a really good team is the kind of thing that Scotland are better at winning. They seem to get results against teams like that rather than against smaller nations. There's something about those that we seem to fall short on. And again, like watching the Greece game, just falling short at the last, like so close, so heroically close, but feeling it's very classically Scotland international football. I think it's great that that happened in the game before and we got this chance from Denmark. It's almost like the gods are giving us a sort of chance to get through. So there's a good, solid chance that Scotland could pull through. I'm trying not to get too optimistic because the last time I thought we might do this is when we ended up getting hammered by Germany in the Euros. I really thought we might win that 1-0. So I'm going to have that pessimistic hat on. But I think everyone's really excited about it. I think everyone knows we're lucky to be where we are. So to get anything more than that would be just a massive boost. So, I mean, it would be a much better World Cup if Scotland were there. And hopefully we manage to do that. I think, will we do that? I don't know. I don't know anymore.
JJ Bull is one of the stars of The Athletic's video coverage over on YouTube. He's also got an album out on YouTube, and that sound you can hear right now is his new single, Willie Miller is God. Check out the full track on Spotify. There's a link in the episode description. Wales haven't qualified for a World Cup since, well, the last one in 2022, actually. But they didn't qualify for the last Euros, and it's a measure of how much they've improved over the past decade that feels not like a regression to the mean. After all, they went from 1958 to 2016 without qualifying for anything. But it feels wrong. Wales should be at tournaments. And they could be if they beat North Macedonia in Cardiff tonight. Now, automatic qualification is gone unless Belgium somehow lose to tiny Liechtenstein. the playoffs are already guaranteed through that Nations League back door, but that would mean that Wales would be unseeded. And in playoffs like these, you want to be seeded. Now again, there will be some serious singing. And again, our man can hold a tune with the best of them. Tom Williams, how are you feeling? And what's going to happen here?
I wish I knew, because this state of pre-match uncertainty is not pleasant at all. Wales have got an incredible record at Cardiff City Stadium. And in recent years, we've pulled off some incredible performances and some incredible results in these high-stakes qualifying matches. But we haven't qualified for a major tournament without Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey. And that's why tonight feels absolutely pivotal. Wales will go into the playoffs regardless of what happens, but going in as one of the seeded teams with home advantage in the semi-final would be huge. The thought of Wales going in, potentially having to play Italy or someone like that, I don't think Wales qualify if that happens. As much as we've proven in recent years that we can beat big teams, you go back to the Euro 2024 qualifying campaign, and this incredible 2-1 home win over Croatia a couple of years ago, did that without Bale and without Ramsey. It can be done. But you look at Wales's recent form, and this year in competitive fixtures, we have beaten Kazakhstan and Liechtenstein and nobody else. And in recent months, when the level has gone up, friendlies against Canada and England, the qualifiers against Belgium, Wales have been found out. So they have the know-how, they have the expertise, they have the experience, they're missing key players, but they've won games like this in the absence of key players. It just feels absolutely crucial, because if Wales are going to eke out this momentum they've had in recent years, they have to win tonight, because if they don't, it's just really hard to see them get into the World Cup.
Tom, alas, does not have a new single out, but that is a shame because the boy has lungs. He does have a book on the history of French football called Va Va Voom. That's excellent. You can find a link for that in the episode description. There are other games tonight. Of course, Sweden will look to build a little confidence ahead of the playoffs after they got walloped 4-1 by Switzerland at the weekend. They play Slovenia. Kosovo play Switzerland, but they're already going to the playoffs and the World Cup, respectively. Spain play Turkey, but unless Turkey win that 8-0, Spain are safe as group winners. Austria-Bosnia is another winner-goes-through clash. Austria's late slip-up against Romania last month has made this slightly more nervy than it should have been for Ralf Rangnick, but a draw will still be enough for them. Last night's results didn't throw up any surprises. Seb was correct not to be worried about Germany. They beat Slovakia 6-0. They're going to the World Cup. Northern Ireland beat Luxembourg 1-0. They're in the playoffs through the Nations League. Poland beat Malta 3-2. They get the playoff place. The Netherlands beat Lithuania 4-0. They get the automatic place. And Croatia and the Czech Republic both won. Croatia go through. The Czechs get the playoffs. The BBC is reporting that there is a £65 million release clause in the contract of Bournemouth star Antoine Semenyo, and it can be activated in the first 2 weeks of the January transfer window, which is a very smart clause because it gives Bournemouth time to replace him should he leave. And while the Cherries would obviously be sad to see him go, it's a decent profit given that they paid £10 million for him just under 2 years ago. Semenyo is currently the third highest scorer in the Premier League, and Liverpool are believed to be the front runners for his signature, not least because Richard Hughes, the man who oversaw his £10 million transfer to Bournemouth, is now their sporting director. Manchester United striker Benjamin Sesko looks like he's going to be out for at least a month with a knee injury after he was crocked against Spurs the weekend before last. Now, this could be a little worse for United than it looks, because the African Nations Cup begins in December, and that means no Brian Mbeumo and no Amad Diallo. United play 7 games between December 8th and January 7th, so there's something new for Ruben Amorim to worry about. Norwich are on the verge of appointing former Rangers boss Philippe Clement as their new manager. Clement won a couple of titles at Club Bruges before moving to Monaco, where he lasted 18 months but was sacked for finishing outside the European places. His time at Rangers seemed quite disappointing until you saw what followed it. He couldn't quite close the gap on Celtic, but he did win a Scottish Cup, and they were still in the Europa League as late as April last season before finally bowing out at the hands of Athletic Club. Norwich, as we explained yesterday, are actually quite good at creating chances. They're just not very good at preventing them from being created against them. So we've got some work to do. The word is that he'll be confirmed in his position, possibly by the time you hear these words. It's still the international break, so we're still all about the data. We're using numbers to take stock of the season so far, and if that sounds dull, well, you clearly don't appreciate the power of good background music. Welcome to Heavy Metal Football Statistics.
Producer Helena, I ask you once more, bring forth your axe.
Italy's the most interesting league in Europe. There, I've said it. I like German football and I like Spanish football, but can you honestly say that any one of six teams there can win their title? Or five? Or four? Maybe three in Spain if Atletico pick up a bit. Well, in Serie A, the top five are separated by just 3 points, and I don't think that will change for a while yet. Inter lead the way at present, and rightly so. They're top of the table for XG and XG against. They're overscoring a little, but they've shipped nearly four more goals than they should have done. Christian Kivu's men do not give up much, just 0.79 XG a game. They're the leaders for possession too, averaging 60% of it every match, and they don't just knock it around. They're top of the progressive distance charts for passing, which means they've played the ball forwards more than anyone else. Interestingly, Atalanta are second in this metric, but hasn't done them much good because they just sacked their manager. Here's an interesting one. Fiorentina are bottom of Serie A, but their striker, Moise Kean, is top of the personal XG charts. Now, I don't want to blame the man for the whole situation here, but he's had 35 shots this season, the second most in the division. He's amassed 5.6 XG, the highest in the division, but he's only scored 2 actual G. He needs to kick on. And finally, if you've been seeing the name of Nico Paz creeping into the mainstream recently, here's why. He scored 4 and made 4 for Como this season. But he's also second in Serie A for tackles, mostly in the middle and final thirds of the pitch. Now, that's a big change from last season when he attracted more attention for his number 10-like abilities in creating and scoring goals. But with 66% of last season's tackles already accumulated in just 30% of the game time, he seems to be turning into a kind of 21st century Brian Robson. Ask your parents. And those were your Heavy Metal Football statistics. Just enough time for your TV guide. Scotland are on the BBC, Wales are on the BBC, but if you must insist on watching Spain versus Turkey, that is Amazon pay-per-view. That was Route 1. It was football fast, no faff, and it's here every weekday at about 3 p.m. If you like it, give it a follow, and if you really like it, give it a review. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your producer was Helena Fremantle. We'll be back tomorrow.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.